Sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Hello?
Hey, is Philip there?
Huh?
Is Philip there?
Yes.
Hi, I saw your post on Craigslist.
Yes.
I was interested. How are you doing?
All right. Where you from?
I'm Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Yeah, my name is Ambrosia.
Okay.
Do you want to maybe get together?
When?
I'm free later tonight. What do you want to do? You just want me to suck your dick?
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever.
I'm not afraid.
What about you fucking my tight little tranny pussy?
Huh?
You want to fuck my tight little tranny pussy?
I don't do that.
You don't want to fuck me?
I don't suck.
No, fuck with an F.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Excuse me.
I say that again. I'm sorry.
Do you want to fuck me with your big dick?
Oh, fuck you! I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm doing too many different things at one time. That's why.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah,
huh?
Doing this, doing that. What nationality are you?
What did I what?
What nationality are you?
Baby, I'm Latin.
A Latin?
No, Latin, not Aladdin. Latin! God fucking damn it!
What the hell?
I don't know. Sometimes I just lose it. So, let's get back to me working your dick. When do you want to get together, baby?
Why does everyone end up hanging up on me? I'm lonely. I don't get to talk to many people. Thought I'd call someone up. So I went on to Craigslist, naturally. It's just a dude looking for a tranny. Quite frankly, I don't know why I never thought to pretend to be a tranny. I always try to like act like a 14-year-old girl on the phone, right? And you know, I can't pull that off, but a tranny, sure.
This is Ambrosia. Ambrosia Supreme.
Or whatever. uh, I'm working on the character. You'll hear more from Ambrosia real soon. Got a great program for you today, freaks. I'm using new headphones, and it's really throwing me off. They're cheap, though, because I went to, for those of you who don't know, I guess on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program, my headphones went out and really was bugging me. So, of course, I started to bitch and complain about it for 5 minutes. That's what you pay me for. So I went out to the store to find a good pair, and so now whenever I look at a product in a store, I immediately scan it with my iPhone and then see if there are anywhere I can buy it, like, cheaper, like on Amazon. And of course, like, it wasn't just like $5 cheaper on Amazon or something, I would have just said fuck it and bought a pair at the store. It was $50 cheaper at Amazon. I was going to get a really good pair of headphones for once. But instead, I ended up purchasing a $24.95 special. These are going to end up being my like backup because I'm going to purchase the headphones on Amazon. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You don't care. The point is the sound that's coming through my headphones is really weird. So if I appear to be distracted or something, that is the reason why. I need to get this Craigslist posting off of my computer screen. It's the dude that I was just talking to. There's a big shot of his dick and his balls. And he's got it so he's laying down so you can see his asshole and shit like that. So whatever. That was Philip, by the way. Moving on, Corey sent in a clip a while ago. I haven't got around to playing it, but it's a documentary all about the Juggalo. These are fans of the Insane Clown Posse, and they're freaks. Take a look. You know, they gather. We've talked about Juggalos many times, and they're just a fucked up bunch. They go to these different, I don't know what they call them, festivals or something, where they all gather and drink Faygo and listen to ICP and shit like that. In this documentary, we get to meet several Juggalos. This is kind of a portrait of the Juggalo landscape.
Me, personally, I can't describe what a Juggalo is. They're just... they're a special breed.
You're not a Juggalo. You're a Juggalette.
They're just... I love them. I just love them. Like, I can't...
like, she's got about 12 piercings in her face, jacked up hair, sucking on a lollipop.
They're just so carefree and free-spirited, and they don't give a fuck. It's what I love. It's what I love.
No, what you love is getting high and listening to shitty music. And you found other people who enjoy that, and so you've created a community.
Yes. I do whatever the fuck I want and don't give it two fucking shits.
Juggalos love to swear. Every other word out of their mouth is fuck or shit. That I could respect.
I don't know about the party. I haven't quite moved from the car in a while since... because I am fucked up on E and vodka.
She hasn't left her car yet. She arrived at the festival about 4 days ago, and she hasn't made it out of her car. She's still parking. Yeah, so she's high on E and God knows what else. Where are we at?
I don't know about the party. I haven't quite moved from the car in a while since... because I am fucked up on E and vodka.
Good combo.
Yes. Show us some of your tattoos. Oh, yeah, right there.
Oh, she's got a Juggalette tattoo. Trashy. Here's another Juggalo. Fat guy.
The only way smoking. I got that vomit off me was to get in the fucking raid.
What happened? Wait a second.
I got fucked up.
The only way to get vomit off of him was to use raid? Is that what he said?
I was drinking Caribou Lou on the fucking carnival rides and fucking got fucked up. Apparently, I fucking passed out, and then my fucking homeboy shows up out of nowhere and gets me back to the fucking tent. Fuck. Man, apparently, I fucking fell out in the middle of the road. Apparently, I had motherfuckers come up to me and ask me how I am. That's how bad it was. It was a fucking spectacle and shit, and I don't give a fuck because that was righteous. I'll tell you for real about being a Juggalo, man. That shit made me the motherfucker I am today. Honest to God, man. If it wasn't for fucking Jay and Shaq, that shit would not be on. I would be, I don't want to fucking think the kind of motherfucker I'd be. I grew up to be a fucking decent, fucking good-hearted, good-natured motherfucker. I'm a fucking nice person. I could cook like a motherfucker. Make some
ICP taught you how to cook.
Fucking straight up fucking grub, fucking chicken fried steak, fucking collard greens, fucking mashed potatoes, all that fucking good ass sausage fucking gravy, fucking biscuits, fucking everything, man. I cook like a motherfucker. I want to find a skinny ass little bitch and make her fat, and we can lose weight together, and we'll bond.
My name is Maniac.
Oh boy.
First year of gathering. That's what I said.
Tell us about yourself.
About myself, I'm a happy motherfucker. Living life day to day, doing my thing.
Yeah. What's Maniac all about?
Maniac, being happy, doing fucking shit that she loves to do.
Wow.
Being crazy, main family.
They are all so
being happy. Yeah, most people think I'm on drugs because I'm always happy.
And you are.
No, I'm not. I'm high on life.
Sometimes you are, though.
My voice is gone because I've been screaming so much.
Your voice is gone because
so
of the crack.
So much fun times here and family love.
What do you love about all this?
Oh, are you serious? Oh, man. What I love to think about this is it's a puzzle. And each of every one of us is an integral piece that puts a big picture. And once we're all together, it puts a big picture. And so it lets us to see the big picture.
All right, Corey wanted me to fast forward to the 18-minute mark here. It was like 18:20 or something like that, but let's just...
Somebody to be able to fucking help people out and shit, you know what I mean? Like, in any way.
I
want to
be a good fucking person and shit and help these motherfuckers out.
Like living.
All right, here we go. This is the guy Corey wants us to hear.
Man, I'm a virgin, dude. I want to get laid. That's the place to do it at. It's a motherfucking gathering, man.
Think you're going to make it happen?
Probably not, not knowing me, man.
What's up?
I'm me, man.
He can't close the deal.
I'm insane. I like to stab people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to say that to ladies. Especially when you're trying to get them to have sex with you. They're not going to get naked if you tell them that you might want to stab them. Although, I don't know. This is a juggalo gathering, right? That type of shit might actually work. All right, a little more here. Then we'll end it.
It's about true, straight, fucking trustworthy ninjahood right here, man. It's about true...
Well spoken.
Passion for the music, for the love, for the family, for everyone here. Just united, you know. We're here on our Juggalo Islands. Where, boom, it's fucking paradise. And we get 1 week out of the year.
It's Xanadu. Does anyone know what they call it? No, they call it Shangri-La or something like that. So there you go. A little bit from the Juggalos. Good to check in with them every now and then. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a video here, and this is going to definitely have to go on a video cast because it's more visual, but I thought I'd play it for you anyway. This is a toilet licker. This is a guy who goes around to public toilets and urinals, you know, like in rest areas where the toilets are always, always nasty, and he licks them. Here he is. I don't know if you can hear him. I'm sort of kissing. He has his mouth around a urinal. There, you can hear the sucking a little bit, licking. Now he's like smelling, I think. Yeah. Right by the drain where all the piss. Oh, he actually licked the drain. That's where all the piss filters down into, right? I don't know. This is kind of like a trough-style piss or a urinal. Oh, he's licking the sides where there's like stains and shit. Oh. Oh my. Okay. At one point, he actually picks the drain up by his teeth. You know. Oh, Jesus Christ! It's so gross. It looks moldy. And he actually picks it up by his... There, he just dropped it. Why would you do that? There are guys who will piss on you in the rest stop. Why do you want used up moldy piss? All right, now he's heading to the toilet. There's stains and stuff in the toilet. Licking the rim of the bowl. Now he's moving to another toilet. This one has, like, all sorts of shit on the floor, like papers. Inside the toilet bowl, there's cigarette butts. Does he not want that one? Can you pick a better one? No, he'll go for it. You can hear him breathing in the bowl. Oh. Okay, all right, you get the idea. Thank you, sir, very much for that. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Every single day, it seems, I'm asked, Tim, what can I do to help ensure that this stupidity continues on forever and ever? Because I love you, and you're the best thing to ever happen to me in my life, ever. More so than even being born. I'm kind of paraphrasing and embellishing, but that's pretty much how the conversation starts. And I say, look, the best thing you can do is sign up for the Sideshow and help support the program. This is how I make my money. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs since 2004. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and video casts. Yesterday was an extended show. Tomorrow's program will be exclusive. If you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. The other thing you do, you can do, of course, is shop at Adam and Eve. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Save 50% on just about any item, plus three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, free shipping. Just type in promo code FREAK and you will save half. You'll only pay half. That's a huge deal. 50% off any item. It really is amazing. All right, so that's at adamandeve.com. Those are the two big things you can do to help support the program. Use coupon code FREAK and buy a membership to the Sideshow. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we just happen to have a story from our most fucked up state.
Shout out to Timmy Boone of distortedview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boone, nigga!
All right, the story... I love that kid. The story comes from Miami. Cops flinging feces in Florida may not be the case or come as a shock. You know, it is Florida after all. But it does seem possible and could be a simple case of retaliation. An off-duty Miami police officer was detained last week for speeding by a member of the Florida Highway Patrol. And now the continuing saga suggests a bit of retaliation may have occurred. There has now been a new video released showing two Florida Highway Patrol cars speeding on the Florida Turnpike. Okay. The video footage was seemingly shot by an unidentified police officer in the latest round of disagreements, including a Florida Highway Patrol car being targeted by a vandal with as much as 5 gallons of human waste. What? The feces may have come from... Wait a second. Let me reread that line, because I'm not really following this. But now there's shit involved, and I'm interested. The video footage was seemingly shot by an unidentified police officer, and the latest round of disagreement includes a Florida Highway Patrol, or FHP, car being targeted by a vandal with as much as 5 gallons of human waste. So someone had buckets of human shit that they splattered onto a cop car? Fantastic. The feces may have come from a porta potty and was dumped on the trunk, windshield, and doors of an FHP cruiser parked outside Officer Joe Sanchez's home. It was a real dirty Sanchez, but ba-dum-bum. The car had to be cleaned up by the hazardous materials crew before the officer and former city commissioner was able to take to the road again. A bunch of the inside still reeked of feces, right? You can't get the smell out of that. The second he turned his air conditioner on or heater, holy shit, indeed. While the FHP union president Bill Smith refrained from stating the obvious that it was a retaliatory escalation and just a plain old crappy act against fellow officers, he did say that the FHP would be investigating the two FHP officers accused of speeding. It's great. Now I don't even use poop sound effects. I just, I'm playing craps from my listeners. That was, I think that was Tone Deaf Sean's bowel movement. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, Mario's in hot water. He's in trouble. PETA is attacking him. Beloved video game star Mario is back in action this week following the November 13 release of Super Mario 3D Land. Now, animal rights group PETA is attacking the hero plumber for wearing fur. The Tanuki suit, a frequent power-up in Mario... Is that how you pronounce it? Tanuki? You know, he looks like a cute little bear. or raccoon or something. The Tanuki suit, a frequent power-up in Mario games. Remember in Super Mario Bros. 3, I think you would press down and B, and he would turn into a statue when he was wearing that suit? Yes, a frequent power-up in Mario games that grants the ability to fly. Yeah, he could also fly using that thing. In a press release, PETA says, Tanuki may just be a suit in Mario games, but by wearing the skin of an animal, Mario is sending the message that it's okay to wear fur. We created our game to help inform people... Oh, God, what did they do? We created our game to help inform people that in real life, Mario would be wearing the skin of an animal who was beaten, strangled, and electrocuted, and it wouldn't give him any special powers. Yeah, this game is a work of fantasy. I can't believe... Oh, PETA. So, you know, their heart's in the right place, I guess, but they are fucking crazy. Bananas, batshit crazy. And it wouldn't give him any special powers other than the power of self-deception. Tanukis, and they spell it different here. T-A-N-U-K-I, I guess the real animal. Real-life raccoon dogs. Oh, okay. Who are beaten and, as PETA's undercover expose shows, often skinned alive for their fur, said PETA's executive vice president, Tracy Raymond. Or Ryman, whatever. This winter, everyone can give raccoon dogs and other fabulous animals a one-up by keeping our wardrobes fur-free. As part of the campaign, PETA has created an over-the-top, side-scrolling, web-based video game called Super Tanuki Skin 2D. It features a skinless tanuki chasing after Mario, who is attempting to fly away while wearing the animal's blood-drenched pelt. It is, unsurprisingly, not a good game. Doesn't sound like fun. It actually does kind of sound fun, but, you know, it's made by PETA, so it's probably not fun. Of course, Mario's Tanuki suit is just that, a suit, a costume, not really a skinned animal. And it's a video game, for Christ's sakes! It's not real! Nothing about it is real! It's fantasy, man! Come on! Stupid PETA. All right, final story we have for you today. Ladies, if you've been sticking tampons in your cooch, or guys, maybe you've been sticking vodka-drenched tampons in your asshole, I've got some news for you. You may die. Kotex tampons have been recalled over a bacterial contamination. The U.S., I guess the alcohol from the vodka might kill the bacteria, right? I don't know. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a recall warning for Kotex tampons, according to an announcement by Kimberly Clark. The recall warning is targeting certain lots of tampons that could be contaminated with a bacterium that could cause vaginal infection and other health risks. According to Kimberly Clark, this recall is limited to two product SKUs, carton codes 15063, the 18-count pack of Kotex, and the 15068, which is the 36-count. You know, for you gushers out there, can't get by with the 18-count ones. The tampons were manufactured with a raw material contaminated with a bacterium, Enterobacter sakazaki or something. Which, that sounds Japanese. They're coming to get us. The Japanese, they're still pissed off about the whole World War II thing, which may cause health risks, including vaginal... This is the dumbest program ever. Including vaginal infection, urinary tract infections, pelvic inflammatory disease. I like my women to have, you know, inflamed pelvises, puffy pelvises, pubic puffs, if you will, or infections that can be life-threatening. Women with serious existing illnesses, cancer, or HIV are at an increased risk. There is limited evidence of transfer between individuals with this bacterium, though. The impacted product includes both 18 and 36-count packages of Kotex Natural Balance Security Unscented Tampons Regular Absorbency version that were shipped to retail customers between October 29th and November 2nd of 2011 in specific Walmart stores in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Texas. So there you go. Ladies, be on the lookout. Pay special attention to your pussy in the next coming days. Make sure there's no inflaming, itching, or irritation, I guess. There's your Distorted View Health Watch update. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. You know, I realize what the problem is in making Distorted View more successful and having a larger audience. I'm blaming you, listeners, because you don't tell your friends to listen. And I understand why, because not all your friends are going to enjoy pussy farts and me pretending to be a tranny trying to hook up with Craigslist guys. But you've got to have a couple weird friends out there. Tell those people about the show. You know, come on. Help me out.
Hi, Tim. This is Dylan, your favorite underage listener. Dan from Texas, I want to suck your cock.
This sounds a lot like Rebecca Nay from the Tranny Wreck podcast.
Dan from Texas.
Which means it sounds like me pretending to be a girl.
Texas, I want to suck your cock. And you read a news story about my camp in Canada where my instructor instructed me to pull my pants down so he could put a hot dog up my ass. He said I had lungs at the time, and this is how you cure it. So then with the hot dog...
Oh my god, that voice is almost as annoying as Dylan's.
Hello, this is Bibi. I was calling about the guy that said that John Lithgow looks like Timothy.
Yes.
Okay. I disagree.
You got BB mixed with Raymond.
I think that John Lithgow was pretending to forget stuff in Planet of the Apes. Timothy naturally forgets things.
It's very true.
Because his brain is full of...
Do you know how hard it is for me to write the show notes? You know, on every day on Distorted View when I post the show or whatever, I do like coming up on today's show, and then I list the three news stories. It is incredibly difficult for me to remember. On a good day, I can remember two of them. Many days, I can't remember any. I mean, what does that mean? Does it mean I just am not paying attention to anything I do, or does it mean I have some sort of brain issues?
This is Cassandra, long-time underage female Canadian listener.
Ooh, Canadian Pussy Posse member.
I'm just calling to let you know that...
Yes, that's right. The Pussy Posse has gone international.
November 12th, I'm turning 18 and getting a subscription to Fedster.
Oh, shit.
If you wish me happy birthday, maybe I'll get a...
You can't be a member of the Pussy Posse until you're 18. I don't want to use the word pussy and underage together.
Thank you.
But as soon as you turn 18, all bets are off, right? No. Hey, the Puerto Rican fat man.
The Puerto Rican.
I'm just calling.
Yes, baby boo.
To say
I am losing weight. I have gone down from 280 to 255.
Wow. Pics and vid, please. Bet you we can see your penis a lot clearer now. You know, they say for every 10 pounds you lose, it looks like your penis is longer by an inch or something like that. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, with the listeners.
I just have to lose 300 pounds and then you'll be able to see my penis.
The joys of...
Have a nice long one.
God damn it, my whole throat is on fire. I can't eat. Well, I also wanted to say, Tim, I love you.
I love you too, Puerto Rican fat
man. Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee.
Chickadee, my Columbus freak.
On the October 17th show, you're playing something from Rod Parsley.
Yes.
He's actually the owner and preacher, whatever the fuck, of World Harvest Church, and it's a mega church.
Yeah.
And I actually live just a couple minutes away from there. Yeah, that's it.
Wow, is he from Columbus? Is he in Columbus?
Really insane. Bye.
Yeah, World Harvest Church. I've heard about, heard people going to that. A lot of black people go there, right?
Sure. Hey, it's loyal Saito member TJ from Chicago. Don't have this call! Don't have this call! sorry if that was a little loud.
I have just
a few quick questions
for
you.
Your volume is perfect.
First of all, you've played a lot of really fucked up audio on your program for the past...
Like Grum.
Jesus, almost 7 years now.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I was thinking about this. Yesterday I mentioned that I was talking about my headphones and when I started doing the show back when I was a teenager. I started doing a program called Distorted View in 1997 when I was, you know, just messing around with real audio and shit like that. And that was the germ of the, you know, that started this whole thing. And I would, you know, get my high school friend, you know, I think like maybe 60 people listened to it or 200 at one. I don't know how many people listened. But so now I'm turning 32 next year. So we're getting to the point where now almost half of my life has been with Distorted View. That's crazy.
I'm curious. If you had to choose one audio clip that you've played over the years as your personal favorite, what would it be? I'm thinking either the dickhole guy, the gay fisting guy.
Yeah, got a lot of mileage out of that.
You can name like two or three of your personal favorites, but I'm curious as to the audio clips that Timmy Boo himself holds in particularly high esteem.
Yeah.
What's my second question? Oh, yes. My second question is, you know, a while ago, this was before your father passed, you said that you found someone who has some sort of connection to the pornographic industry, and you wanted to, like, work with him and see if you could get this distorted view porno off the ground.
Yeah, well, who was that guy?
Is there any new updates on that?
No! I can't. Hey, whoever that was that emailed me that was part of the... I don't even know who he was now, honestly. This is the problem. I have such a shitty memory. But, you know, then my dad died, and I just completely forgot about all that sort of shit. So I'll have to look in my email and see who that is. I completely forgot about that shit. Huh. As for my favorite clips of all time, I really have to give that some thought. But Dickhole Guy is definitely up there. Gay fisting porn, sure, that's good. I mean, I love that Prune Brothers. Gotta take a shit real bad! You know, stuff like that.
Ugh, that stupid Dylan guy. Don't skip this girl! What a fucking ass douche.
Isn't this Dylan?
Again, this is Andre, listen to him.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a slow memory story that I believe that you'll love.
I'll be the judge of that.
But anyways, so I was in the urinal by a retarded person who always thinks like shit. And I noticed that he was being like, and looking down. And I realized that he was yelling at his penis, hoping to extract some more urine out of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so, okay. Well, you know, that's what happens, I guess.
Jagu, Tim, Slideshow member Andy from Denver here.
Hi, Andy.
I was just wondering why you haven't mentioned this Penn State coach kitty fucking allegation.
I did. I was just talking about it, was it not yesterday, but maybe on Monday's program, yeah. I love all that shit. Oh, my God. I'm eating this up.
Hey, this Michelle goes out to that whiny bitch you called in today. Complaining about you making fun of people who have been molested. Hey, Bobby, it's me, Grandpa. You thought that fist-sized tumor in my colon took you away, forever releasing you of that sticky hell that was sixth grade. Well, guess what?
Sticky hell.
I'm back. And none of this.
Oh, no, that guy's molester is back. Oh, no.
Yes, gonna
great. This is the problem when you call in and cry and say shit like that. Then the other listeners come and make fun of you.
You're never gonna be able to take this right out of your cheeks. I can't imagine
that I can. I still don't understand what clip that guy was referring to and crying about, saying that I condone. I mean, I'm an asshole. I'm a monster because I condone kitty fucking, which I don't. For the record. I may have made fun of a story, but I can't imagine I took the side. Maybe I was playing devil's advocate or something. Maybe I was giving tips to the molesters. I tend to do that because molesters are really stupid. For instance, this guy, this Sandusky guy, fucking in, you know, a shower, like a locker room where other guys could just walk in. You want to lock that shit up. You know what I mean? Do it in the privacy of a room. So maybe he was upset that I was giving advice like that. But it's just common sense advice. Everyone should know that. Molesters and non-molesters. God fucking damn it. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. It's an oh, God.
I was drinking Caribou Lou on the fucking carnival rides and fucking got fucked up.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. If not, sign up right now. Come on. What are you waiting for? And I will see you back on the Friday show to end the week. Until then, bye, everybody. Hail to the freak shack.
Orale, 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 orale.